Hello, everyone, and welcome to this podcast. Children's vision health is critical to their development. Hosted on Benefits Pro and presented by Versant Health as part of the series In Focus, The Importance of Vision Care. I'm Kelly Nash. In this episode, we will join two experts from Versant Health, Dr. Mark Ruckman, Chief Medical Officer, and Lisa Hall, Regional Vice President of Third Party Commercial Sales. Dr. Ruckman and Lisa are joined by Lynn Giles of Benefits Pro. Together, they will discuss the links between vision and childhood development, the nationwide Vision to Learn initiative, and much more. Let's join their conversation.
Dr. Ruckman, Lisa, it's great to have you both here. Dr. Ruckman, to start, we know annual exams are important for all family members, especially kids. How can vision care impact a child's overall health?
A vision evaluation is a central component of comprehensive health care for children. This is an agreed tenet of both the American Academy of Ophthalmology and the American Optometric Association. The vision exam for child not only helps the doctors evaluate vision, it also helps the doctors evaluate the stage of the child's development. Are they neurologically developing in a normal way? Are they socially developing in a normal way? So over and above the issues of the general health assessment from an eye examination, these additional assessments of a child's educational status, psychological status, social bearing are really critical to a comprehensive health evaluation. And this is what optometrists and ophthalmologists can glean during that evaluation. And that is information that is then passed on to the pediatricians and the educators who work together for the benefit of the child.
It's really interesting because overall health and vision care are definitely linked to so many things. For my next question, I just wanted to talk about over the past year, most children have had to adapt to learning within an online classroom setting. Can you elaborate on the connection between vision health and educational development?
Sure. It starts with the very simple, somewhat painfully obvious observation that children can't learn if they can't see. And the problem is that children don't know what they don't know. So if you're 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8, and your vision is blurry, you wouldn't know that. As an adult, you would, because you could compare it to a prior time when your vision was clear. But children don't know that. Versant Health has been a strategic supporter of an initiative called Vision to Learn, which is present in many large cities. We work with it most typically in Baltimore with Dr. Megan Collins, Dr. Michael Repka, and the eye specialists at the Wilmer Institute at Johns Hopkins. And what their data showed is that a surprisingly large number of children in the Boston public schools go to school each day lacking optimal vision. There are multiple reasons for that, which we could certainly understand, but for children not to see well in a school environment really sets them back. And so much of our culture, so much of our society is visual learning and the learning that helps the kids advance in school and then subsequently in life and career all depends early on those early formative years. So it is a critical component of the success of our children in life that they begin that process seeing well. The regular eye exam performed by an optometrist or an ophthalmologist, supporting the work of educators and childhood advocates is critical to that process.
No, it's sure been a challenging time for kids in education this past year. So it's been well documented that increased computer time can cause vision issues such as eye strain. What should be done to ensure children's eye health in these circumstances?
Yes, certainly COVID has brought this to bear. We are living in a world now of remote learning and computer screens, and that is especially challenging for kids who would generally agree do better in the traditional school environment. But where that is not possible and kids are staring at computer screens, it is important that they have the correct optical correction. That can only be assessed with a comprehensive examination. If the optometrist or the ophthalmologist assesses that the child has deficits either in focusing power or ocular alignment, those have to be corrected, typically with spectacles, in order to maximize the child's ability to learn. Additionally, it's also well recognized that approximately every 20 to 30 minutes, if an adult or a child or anyone is staring at a screen, it is really best for them to get up, walk away, look out the window, look at some distant object. And what that does is that relaxes some of the focusing muscles that have been stressed by continuous near tasks.
So, Lisa, I'd love to get your input on this topic as well.
So adults and children now spend most of their day in front of a computer, tablet, or phone. Remote schooling has really increased screen times, and your eyes become strained, and you really often don't notice it. One in four school-age children have vision problems that can affect learning and development, and 80% of learning occurs through the eyes. As mentioned earlier, taking breaks from staring at your screen is very important for eye health. And there's also as much time as spent on computers and devices, they all actually radiate what's called blue light. And blue light, having long-term exposure, can be damaging to your eyes. So there's a coating that you can actually purchase when getting new lenses called blue light filtering. It's used to reduce the actual blue light that's coming off of our screens and adjust it to a natural color. High-end anti-reflective coatings will be included with blue light, and you can also just get it as an added extra to standard lenses. And if your child does not wear glasses, considering purchasing plain non-RX blue light glasses, they can be found online for under $15. It really works and will help with children's and eyes health over time.
Really great insight, Lisa. I appreciate it. I'd also like to get your take on areas around vision coverage. So why is family coverage within a vision plan an important component of employee benefits?
So many people think, I'll sign up my dependents that wear glasses or contacts during open enrollment, and not really considering the benefits of including children on the plan that don't have vision problems. The American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Academy of Ophthalmology recommend that children's eyes actually be screened at birth by 6 months, at age 3 to 4 years of age, and at 5 years before entering into kindergarten, and then every year following. How many people actually do that or realize how important that is? As discussed during the earlier question, most children learn through vision. So not only does an eye exam test visual acuity, but you can see many medical maladies and conditions that can show up early. Exams should be part of a child's overall health, just like their annual checkups.
So, Dr. Ruckman, why is family coverage within a vision plan an important component of employee benefits?
It's important because it's not only the worker's benefit that matters. I mean, the worker comes to work, and we want to make sure that employee, that staff member, that executive, that person can see well and clearly. But that person often will have a significant other, a spouse, a husband, a wife, a life partner, and children. And that is a concern of the employee, certainly of all workers, certainly of you and me when we go to work every day, even though it may not be a principal agenda item for the employee. So the reason it's important is that if our employees, if you and me, when we go to work, are worried about our children, are worried about our spouses, are worried about a husband, wife, significant other, then we really don't have the clarity of mind to to focus on our work. So it is to the benefit of the employer to provide all of their staff with comprehensive health and vision benefits that would include children.
Absolutely. And I think extending coverage to family members can also be critical to attracting and keeping employees.
That's a good point. I think that that's exactly correct, particularly now in the world of remote working. You know, it used to be that kind of in the old fashioned times when we would actually go to an office, the pool of employees was limited to the geographic area of the office. But now if you work remote, you can work remote for any employer in the country or even every employer in the world. So if you're an employer, you have to compete against a much larger market. So the ability to provide comprehensive health and vision benefits is a competitive advantage for all companies that can do it.
Now, the world has definitely changed, especially over the past year. So lastly, how can the demographic makeup of a company affect the types of vision plans offered?
The baby boomer population is aging and moving out of the workforce. And as they do, that creates increasing opportunities for younger members, for millennials, for Gen Xers to enter the workforce. They have particular needs because they're younger. And if they have families, those families are younger, and those are appropriate concerns for them. So employers who want to create an attractive work environment for millennials, for Gen Xers, need to consider that in their employee benefit program. So that's the manner in which the demographic changes in the workforce are important for employers.
Dr. Rickman, Lisa, thank you again for being with us today. Really appreciate your expertise.
That concludes this episode brought to you by Versant Health. This has been the podcast, Children's Vision Health is Critical to Their Development, hosted on Benefits Pro. I'm Kelly Nash. Thanks for listening. For more benefits market insights and to hear more episodes from this podcast series, please visit benefitspro.com.